Remote, I'm Joe Palca.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President of the United States.
It was a bureaucratic process yesterday, a constitutional formality that yielded the expected results, of which there truly was no legitimate doubt. Joe Biden is now the president-elect of the United States of America, a result that many fruitlessly would have had otherwise.
President Trump was denied no course of action he wanted to take. He took his case to Republican governors and Republican Secretary of State, as he criticized many of them, to Republican state legislatures, to Republican-appointed judges at every level. And in a case decided after the Supreme Court's latest rejection, a judge appointed by President Trump wrote, quote, "This court has allowed the plaintiff the chance to make his case, and he has lost on the merits."
The Electoral College has formally given Joe Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. U.S. Representative Paul Mitchell, a retiring Republican from Michigan, says he is disaffiliating from the GOP and becoming an independent for the rest of his term, which, by the way, is only going to be of another month. In a letter to Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel, Mitchell wrote, "It is unacceptable for political candidates to treat our election system as though we are a third world nation." He also said it was unacceptable for the president to have attacked the Supreme Court for rejecting his team's lawsuit and for leaders of the House Republican Conference to do similar. Who did he vote for? He voted, by the way, for Trump. This is VOA News. Russian President